Eating fire is your ambition. To swallow the flame down, take it into your mouth and shoot it forth. A shout or an incandescent tongue, a word exploding from you in gold, crimson, unrolling in a brilliant scroll. To be lit up from within, vein by vein. To be the sun, taught by a sideshow man. Dead man by the roadside, thrown from the overturning truck, or hit by something, a car, a bullet. On his head the hair glows, the blood inside ignited, short blue thorns of flame still flickering over him. Was it worth it? Ask him. Did you save anyone? He gets up and walks away, the fire growing on him like fur. Here the children have a custom. After the celebration of evil, they take those vacant heads that shone once with such anguish and glee and throw them over the bridge, watching the smash, orange, as they hit below. We were standing underneath when you told it. People do that with themselves when they are finished, light scooped out. He landed here, you said, marking it with your foot. You wouldn't do it that way, empty. You wouldn't wait. You would jump with the light still in you. This is your trick or miracle, to be consumed and rise intact, over and over. Even for myths there is a limit, the time when you accomplish failure and return from the fire minus your skin. The new eyes are golden and maniac, a bird's or a lion's. Through them you see everything, as you wished each object, lake, tree, woman, transfigured with your love, shining in its life, its pain, like waves, tears, ice, like flesh laid open to the bone. To be the sun, moving through space, distant and indifferent, giving light of a kind to those watching, to learn how to live this way, or not, to choose to be also human, the body mortal and faded, incapable of saving itself, praying as it falls in its own way.